This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shweta Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Wednesday, that is 29th of July. Well, bears took control of D Street on Wednesday, pushing benchmark indices towards the crucial support levels. In fact, Sensex, which fell more than 400 points, managed to hold on to 38,000, while Nifty 50 held on to 11,200 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex fell 421 points to 38,071, while Nifty 50 ended 97 points lower at 11,202. Now, profit booking after the recent rally, US Fed meeting, a rise in COVID cases, as well as mixed earnings from India Inc. capped the upside. Now, Indian indices gave up gains and closed in the negative, with profit booking seen in the recent outperformers such as Reliance Industries. Now, global markets were generally undecided ahead of the US Federal Reserve meeting, and mixed earnings reports, in addition to rising virus cases, forced economies to reconsider restrictions to contain the spread. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in healthcare, metal, telecom and capital goods index, while selling pressure was visible in energy, auto and oil and gas space. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index rose 0.68%, while the small-cap index closed with gains of 0.43%, in fact, outperforming the benchmark indices. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Tata Steel, IndusInd Bank, Dr. Reddy's, while in terms of losers, M&M, HCL Technologies, Nestle India and RIL were the top Nifty losers. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the healthcare index rose 2.1%, followed by the metal index that was up 0.98%, and the telecom index closed with gains of 0.69%. Now, selling pressure was visible in energy that fell 3%, followed by the auto index that was down 1.2%, and the oil and gas index closed with losses of 1.08%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like REC, Colgate-Palmolive and RBL Bank, while a long buildup was seen in stocks like Colgate-Palmolive, PFC as well as BHEL, while short buildup was seen in stocks like BPCL, TCS and Maruti Suzuki. Now, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Dr. Reddy's, TCS, MCX India, Mindtree, as well as Jubilant Life. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, Dr. Reddy Laboratories stock jumped over 6% after the company reported a 12.6% year-on-year drop in consolidated net profit at 579 crores for the quarter ended June. Now, Maruti Suzuki share price shed over a percent after profit in the June quarter 2019 stood at 1435 crores and was 1.7 crores in the March quarter of 2020. Now, Maruti Suzuki India share price shed over a percent after profit in the June quarter stood at 1,435 compared to 1,291 crores in the March quarter of 2020. Now, IDBI Bank jumped 5% after the bank reported a standalone net profit of rupees 144.43 crores for the June quarter 2020. Jet Airways share price shed 5% after the company posted a weak set of numbers. Saskin Technologies stock price surged 14% after the company posted 200% quarter-on-quarter jump in its Q1 net profit at 28 crores. Tata Coffee share price jumped over 12% after the company declared its June quarter numbers. Now, let's also look at how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. In fact, it bounced back from its 5 days exponential moving average, placed at 11,189. Now, Nifty surpasses previous day's high of 11,317, but absence of any buying was missing, which took the index to retest the low of 11,150. Now, the Nifty has got stuck in a range between 1150 and 11,350 zones and requires a decisive range breakout with follow-up action to commence the next leg of rally. That's what most technical experts suggest at this point in time. Now, it has to continue to hold above 11,150 levels to extend up move towards 11,350, then 11,500 zones, while on the downside, support exists at 11,050 levels. Now, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.